Hello, welcome to Eternal Good News. This is Germaine. Some have said that Jesus the Messiah was not crucified on that Roman cross, but it was someone else. That cannot be true, because his own disciples witnessed the crucifixion. They were there and saw him crucified. They knew whom it was that was crucified. The disciples of Jesus, Messiah, wrote down their testimonies in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They knew Jesus well. It could not have been someone else. They had been with him for 3 years. A disciple named Joseph of Arimathea took the body of Jesus down from the cross. He knew that it was Jesus' body. Joseph was a member of the Sanhedrin, the Supreme Court of Israel. Joseph of Arimathea buried the body of Jesus in his own tomb. No, Joseph of Arimathea did not bury the wrong body. He knew what he was doing. Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James were there, sitting opposite the tomb. Matthew chapter 27, verse 61. They knew that it was Jesus whom Joseph of Arimathea buried in his own tomb in that garden. Matthew recorded these events. He was there when Jesus was crucified. He was an eyewitness. The Roman army did not crucify the wrong man by mistake. The Jewish chief priests and Pharisees knew that Jesus was crucified. They went to the Roman governor Pilate and had a guard of soldiers secure and seal the great stone door of the tomb where Jesus' body was laid. Then the soldiers stood guard. No, the chief priests and Pharisees did not make a mistake. Jesus the Messiah was crucified by the chief priests, the Pharisees, and the Roman army. In history, you cannot find a record of the Romans or Jews claiming that they crucified the wrong man. The Apostle John witnessed the death of Jesus and recorded the historical event in John chapter 21, verse 24. We read, "This is the disciple who testifies of these things, and we know that his testimony is true." Some have proposed a theory that Jesus did not die on the cross, but just swooned. Then later, he revived and got out of the tomb. The historical evidences are very clear that Jesus died on the cross. First, the Roman soldiers saw that Jesus was already dead. This was reported by the eyewitness John in chapter 19, verse 33. When a man is hanging on a cross, it is very difficult for him to breathe, for he must raise up on his nail-pierced feet. The soldiers could see that Jesus was not breathing. They knew he was already dead. Listen, though, to John chapter 19, verse 34. "But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and immediately blood and water came out. And he who has seen has testified, and his testimony is true, and he knows that he is telling the truth, so that you may believe." John chapter 19, verses 34 and 35. Yes, Jesus died on the cross. When the soldier pierced his side with a spear, blood and water came out. The blood solids had already separated from the liquids. He was already dead when the soldier came. And he was certainly dead after the spear pierced his side and was thrust up inside him. The soldier made sure that Jesus was dead. That was his duty. That's why he was sent there. The disciples of Jesus watched all this and recorded in detail the death of Jesus, Messiah. You can read these historical records for yourself in the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Next, we shall read Mark chapter 15, beginning at verse 34. Joseph of Arimathea, a prominent council member, who was himself waiting for the kingdom of God, coming and taking courage, went in to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Pilate marveled that he was already dead. And summoning the centurion, he asked him if he had been dead for some time. And when he found out from the centurion, he granted the body to Joseph. Mark chapter 15, verses 43 through 45. Notice that Pilate, the Roman governor, asked the Roman army officer, the centurion, if Jesus had been dead for some time. Pilate made sure that Jesus had died before he released the body to Joseph for burial. Consider that the Roman army and governor knew whom they crucified and that he had died. Pilate, the governor, had a sign placed on the cross over the head of Jesus. The sign read, "This is Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Matthew chapter 27, verse 37. This was the accusation. John chapter 19, verse 19. It was written in Hebrew, Greek, and Latin. Yes, the governor, Pilate, and the Roman army knew what they were doing and what they had done. The Roman historian Cornelius Tacitus wrote in the Annals of Imperial Rome, listen, their originator Christ had been executed in Tiberius' reign by the governor of Judea, Pontius Pilatus. The Annals of Imperial Rome, 1544. Yes, the Roman historian Cornelius Tacitus documented what the Romans knew they had done. They had executed Christ. The Greek word Christ is the translation of the Hebrew word Mashiach, which in English is Messiah, anointed. The Roman historical record states that the Roman governor of Judea executed the Jewish Messiah. The Roman governor Pilate had the accusation written, "This is Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." It was put over the head of Jesus for all to read. The Roman government knew they had executed, crucified, Jesus the Messiah, the King of the Jews, the Christ. They knew they had killed him. Modern theories proposed by false teachers are not historical. Do not be misled by them. These false teachers were not there when it happened. You need to believe the eyewitness testimonies of the Gospels, and of course also Roman history. Listen to 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, concerning the word of life. The life was manifested, and we have seen, and bear witness, and declare to you, that eternal life which was with the Father, and was manifested to us. That which we have seen and heard we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things we write to you that your joy may be full." 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. The prophet of God, Daniel, recorded the word of God that was given to him through the messenger of God, Gabriel. We read in the book of Daniel in the Bible, chapter 9, verse 26, "Messiah shall be cut off, but not for himself." Yes, it was foretold that Messiah would be cut off. That was Daniel chapter 9, verse 26. The prophet of God, Zechariah, recorded the word of God in the Bible. God said in Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10, "And I will pour on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication. Then they will look on me whom they have pierced. They will mourn for him as one mourns for his only son, and grieve for him as one grieves for a firstborn. Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10. Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10. Yes, God foretold that the people of Jerusalem would look on me whom they have pierced. Yes, Messiah, Mashiach, was pierced by the nails which nailed him to the cross. The prophet of God, Isaiah, prophesied in Jerusalem about 700 BCE. Chapter 53 of the book of Isaiah, Isaiah, is about the servant of God who would be an offering for sin. Let us notice some of these statements. Listen to Isaiah chapter 53, verses 5 and 6. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Isaiah chapter 53, verses 5 and 6. Let us read also a little from Isaiah chapter 53, verse 8. For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgression of my people he was stricken. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 8. And then also in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 10. When you make his soul an offering for sin. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 10. Yes, God clearly foretold, as recorded by his prophets, that Messiah would be cut off. Messiah would be pierced. Messiah would be wounded for our transgressions. Messiah would be an offering for sin. He was. These prophecies were fulfilled by Jesus, Messiah, HaMashiach. The good news is that Jesus died for our sins according to the Scriptures. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. His blood was shed for the forgiveness of our sins. Jesus is the only one who has died for the forgiveness of our sins. Jesus was buried, but Jesus was raised the third day, according to the Scriptures. You can believe in Jesus. The evidences are there. Will you believe in him? Then repent and be baptized, immersed in the name of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, for the forgiveness, for the remission of your sins. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. You need to be buried with Christ in baptism into death and raised to walk in newness of life. Romans chapter 6, verse 4. Amen. If you would like to get a free New Testament, a free book about the evidences of God, or a free Bible course, please write to Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083, United States of America. That is Box 5333. Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated OK. The postal index zip code is 73083. United States of America. Thank you for being with me. This is Jermaine Lockwood. Have a good eternity.
Softly and tenderly Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, come home, ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling home.